You're listening to Beppe Crestman Presents on CITR.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey kids, it's your pal Beppe. Tuesday afternoon, Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock just after 2, time for the Beppe Crestman Presents radio program here at UBC Radio CITR-FM 101.9. New music today from the Severed Heads, Amélie Ducau, one half of Florence's Schnitt. Amélie Ducau with a couple tracks coming up before 3:30 Pacific. New Lawrence Ledoux from Belgium, from Belgrade, KNR. Two from Frank Vigreux's Barricades release. But first, from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and courtesy of the Music Works 127 audio magazine, Mr. Brett Parenteau, Her Fragrance on My Flesh, up momentarily. This is UBC Radio CITR-FM 101.9. We'll be right back.
CITR.
UBC Radio, CITR FM 101.9. We just heard there from Winnipeg, home of the Squires and Burton Cummings, Mr. Brett Parenteau. Right now, from Barricades, two from Frank Vigrou, Concrete Island, followed by Countdown on UBC Radio, CITR.
CITR. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
on the Yerevan Tapes label from Belgrade, KNR. Up momentarily, two from Lawrence Ledoux, and then two from Amelie Ducau. This is UBC Radio CITR FM 101.9, and the Beppe Crestband Presents radio show.
CITR.
Listening to Beppe Crestman Presents on CITR. Thank you.
Mittellinie. C bis C A 2 cm. D bis B A 2 cm. A C A D A I A verbinden. J, Brustbreite. J bis K, Brustbreite. 1 Zehntel Oberweite plus 1 Zentimeter. F, G, H, K, J, auswickeln. M bis N ist gleich Vorderlänge minus 1 Zentimeter. CA 2 cm, D bis BA 2 cm, ACADAIA verbinden, ACADAIA verbinden, BA bis F ist gleich Rückenbreite. Kleidergrundschnittkonstruktion A, B, C, D, E auswinkeln. Achtung, von A nur kurze Linie. Kleidergrundschnittkonstruktion. Kleidungsgrundschnitt, Teilungsnaht einzeichnen und Linien zum Aufdrehen markieren. Armloch vertiefen. Der Taillenabnäher wird in die Teilungsnaht verlegt, siehe Skizze. Der Brustabnäher wird für Kräuselweite zusammengelegt. Schnittteil je nach Stoffqualität aufdrehen. Vorne und hinten neues Armloch ausmessen und Differenz am Ärmel zugeben. Kleidergrundschnittkonstruktion. Abnäher von Brustpunkt V 2 cm verkürzen und einzeichnen. Durch die Verlegung des Abnähers entsteht eine Mehrlänge von 1 cm. Dieser Betrag wird bei der Grundaufstellung berücksichtigt und abgezogen. Vorderlänge minus 1 cm. Abnäherbetrag am Armloch weglegen, Schulterabnäher auf 9 cm verkürzen, Armloch ausgleichen. Kleidergrundschnittkonstruktion. Berechnung der Taillenabnäher. W bis CA Strecke ausmessen. Aufteilung von der Mehrweite je 3 cm in den hinteren und den vorderen Abnäher. Siehe Skizze. Grundschnittkonstruktion. A, B, C, D, E auswinkeln. Achtung, von A nur kurze Linie.
CITR.
From Florence, Italy, you are listening to Amélie Ducao, a track right now that we played last week. Back by popular demand, this is GIMP, Amélie Ducao on CITR.
Kleidergrundschnittkonstruktion. Kleidergrundschnitt Größe 38. Maße. Oberweite 88 cm. Taillenweite 68 cm. Hüftweite 94 cm. Ärmellänge 59 cm. Ärmelsaumweite 22 cm. Rückenhöhe 1 Zehntel Oberweite plus 12. Rückenlänge 41 cm. Hüfttiefe Rückenlänge plus 20 cm. Kleidergrundschnitt Größe 38. Maße. Rückenbreite, 1/8 Oberweite plus 6 cm. Plus 6 cm. Armlochdurchmesser, 1/8 Oberweite. Brustbreite, 1/4 Oberweite minus 2,5 cm. DA 2 cm. A, C, A, D, A, E, A verbinden. BA bis F Rückenbreite. Kleidergrundschnitt Größe 38.
Baked.
Baked.
Tight lacing.
Tight lacing. Tight lacing.
Within the expanse of the SM wardrobe, there is one outfit that is the most efficacious in signifying this sexual transgression, horror, and risk attachment, namely the GIMP. The GIMP, a tout ensemble of black leather, buckles, zips, and lacing, entirely encasing the body, still seems beyond the now more accepted fetishistic fashions. Beyond the dungeon, it is a hard look to pull off publicly and editorially. Despite its relative ubiquity as a media image, it is fetish wear that seemingly has no place in the everyday. The GIMP's mediation in popular culture invokes a sinister and debasing spectacle. It is the total body coverage of an assumed sexual expression of terror and submission to torture. It is what Gail Rubin calls the leather mess.
The leather mess. The leather mess. The leather mess.
The GIMP appears to be antithetical to fashion. Although designers will try and bring out the GIMP if only to generate copy rather than customers, while fetishists consider such outfits as costume as necessitating sexual fantasy in play, but rarely consider them fashion. Rather, the GIMP is associated with something else, the restriction and deprivation of bondage. Of masters and slaves. Effectuating. Clothing or costume that is directly linked to sexual gratification as an effect of wearing it. The effectuation of a leather hood or GIMP mask ranges from the wearer having no sight or hearing to controlled suffocation. And intense pressure through inflation. Tight lacing. Lunning categorises this type of effectual clothing as the most subversive and frankly the most disturbing category, and garners the most fear and sexual disgust because of a sense of dehumanisation and degradation. The GIMP, like Mapplethorpe's leather mask, often involves total leather or rubber encasement of the body and head, zipped, laced, chained, buckled, most commonly worn by one who submits his or her will to another. SM. Leather. Rubber. Encasement. Zipped. Laced. Chained. Buckled. Hooded. On occasion, the GIMP mask is also worn by a master who metes out punishment as a fake Hooded executioner. Unlike the majority of fetish clothing that circulates without scandal or threat, gimps still retain a potency in popular culture, more likely to suggest and embody horrific qualities than sexy or fashionable ones, hence their ubiquity in the horror genre. Gimp is expressly connotative of extreme bondage, suffering, torture, and sexual slavery, deprivation and debasement. Even terrorists and serial killers are invoked by the gimp mask. It is these latter attributes that have made the gimp's obscenity so appealing to filmmakers. The gimp's raiment still retains a sense of depravity, and in some cases personifies evil. The gimp crosses a boundary of taste and acceptability that has waned in other forms of fetish fashion and attire. It is an object that retains disturbing and provocative qualities. As a symbolic exercise of social risk. It is the gimp mask that seemingly holds the most power to mean something. In terms of dominance, the gimp mask often functions to conceal identity and enable the fantasy role of domination by the master. Commonly, the master's mask is more flexible or loose, often with the lower part of the mask removed or the mouth and eye parts fully open and unzipped, as one needs to be able to see and issue commands and abuse. The mask is used as a device or symbol of submission and effectuation. It is most likely tightly laced and zipped, often experienced as an object that functions to deny the privilege of identity or action through different levels of sensory deprivation, as highly constricted identity, faceless, orificeless, and featureless. The submissive gimp mask heightens the fantasy of helplessness, feelings of debasement, and being at the mercy of a dominant top. Masks empower us to divulge our hidden, true selves or secret thoughts, exposing inhibitions or personality traits that we ordinarily contain or feel unable to express. We even wear masks to become anonymous, enjoying the pleasure of not being recognised. The protection of anonymity gives us the protection to behave in ways we otherwise might not, to act aggressively or to break rules. It is the transformative power of the mask, eroticizing secrecy and disclosure as an act of power, that SM and the articulations of SM imagery in popular culture rely upon. The notion of hiding something about ourselves, the mask being a garment that advertises that it has something to hide, enabling an acting out of fantasies of domination and submission, reversing the relations of power one might have socially or publicly, as is typical of SM.
Cuando calienta el sol aquí en la playa, siento tu cuerpo vibrar cerca de mí. Es tu palpitar, es tu cara, es tu pelo, son tus besos, me estremezco. Cuando calienta el sol aquí en la playa, siento tu cuerpo vibrar cerca de mí. Es tu palpitar, tu recuerdo, mi locura, mi delirio, me estremezco. Cuando calienta el sol. Give me your love for a moment or an hour. Love me always as you love me from the start. Cuando calienta el sol aquí en la playa, siento tu cuerpo vibrar cerca de mí. Palpitar, tu recuerdo, mi locura, mi delirio, mi estremezco. Cuando calienta el sol, cuando calienta el sol, cuando
fall into a deep, comfortable state of sleep, and then have a friend or associate play the audio. Please refrain from listening to this track while you are awake, as it will spoil the effect. Remember, only a sleeping mind can appreciate the comedy that is to follow.
CITR.
I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I love you more than anyone's ever loved anyone. I come from Sansa, I come from Sansa, I come from Sansa, and I eat mashed potato. Yabba,
I was reading a book with my back towards the audience, and then I started turning my head like I do when I do Elvis, but I kept reading the book, but without looking at the book.
All right, you're gonna be my court jester, and you'd better make me laugh, or else your head will be chopped off. But I only need you once in a while. In the meantime, you'll row just like the rest of them.
The only way to reach happiness is at top of mountain. It waits for you. Yes?
This is Federico Fellini.
Oh, hello.
Yes, hello. You are a genius.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Your tape recorder give me great happiness. Make me feel new man again.
Thank you very much. It is an honor to be speaking to you.
Thank you.
You have been my favorite artist for a long time.
Thank you very much.
And 8 and a half was big influence on me. There's the mother and the father and the little baby. They have three cars. For some reason, they're stuck somewhere with three cars. They got to get them back home or whatever. So they say, well, what are we going to do? 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 How are we going to do? There's only two of us. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And a baby and a little kid. And how are we going to drive three cars? What are we going to do? So then joking around, the wife says, well, we can have little Charlie, that's the kid's name, little Charlie drive. And Charlie says,
yeah, I can drive,
Daddy. So anyway, he teaches the kid how to drive, and, you know, all the basic things. And the kid, you know, the kid can hardly do it, but with some miracle, hopefully, they'll make it. The father goes, now push your foot on the gas, and the kid does it too much, and you hear, you know, it's in neutral, car's in neutral, and he says, no, not that much, just a little, so that's right, you got it, okay. Okay, well, anyway, they all get in their cars, right, and they start driving. And, of course, immediately, the kid crashes. I mean, you know, you see, like, three of them from a helicopter view. And, like, you see the Charlie's car just, like, just goes right into a tree. I mean, real fast. I mean, you know, maybe gets hurt. I don't know if gets hurt or not. You know, maybe. And, anyway, that's that. See, because everyone's expecting this miracle to happen and them to make it, you know, but he doesn't.
Hey.
Beautiful, I love you all, thank you very much. I wish I could stay here all night with you, you've been so kind to me.
Hi, I'm Pat Burns, live on CITR 101.9 FM.
One.